Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at the 64th Berlinale, and today we're in company with Sudabe Mortazai, director of Macondo. Welcome, Sudabe.
Hello.
So, just tell me, what's Macondo? What's behind Macondo? How did you come up with the project?
Macondo is the name of a refugee settlement on the outskirts of Vienna, and I heard about this place where supposedly about 2,000 people from over 20 different countries live, all coming as refugees from different countries, from wars, crises, and so on. And I found the place by accident and went there and became fascinated by the kind of microcosm it is and started to develop my project there.
And Macondo, like, is also a story, like a coming of age almost story about this kid, you know, and it's very kind of like psychological and emotional. We feel drawn into it and all these sort of, you know, obstacles that Ramazan has. So just how did you actually find Ramazan? Was it him that kind of like lead you towards a specific route or journey, or it was already all set in the screenplay?
It was actually the other way around. I started doing research and talking to people and started to write a screenplay, which was based on many true stories I've heard. It's not one story, of course, it's fictionalized. But then we started casting for the main roles. And, of course, I had already written the whole film for one boy who would be in every scene. And it was actually a little bit outrageous. And I found out in casting that it was very outrageous because it's not so easy to find a boy like that. So we casted in a Chechen community and we found Ramazan. He was amazing because he's very, you know, he's very sensitive, but he's also very tough and smart, and he's like a little macho, but intelligent and charming. So it was the role was already there, but of course a lot of his personality went into the filming and changed the role.
So it kind of seems, you know, from your words, that sort of the same approach that you would do with the documentary filmmaking. You know, like, let's remember, obviously, the audience, that you've shaped your craft in a documentary, and this is your debut feature. During production, what did you really feel that, you know, the fact that you learned the skills from documentary that really helped you all throughout the, you know, the making of it?
Yes, definitely. I would even say that they didn't only help me, but I used them. I used everything I know from documentaries and just took it further by having like a fiction film. But I took everything I actually use in documentaries and also used it there. We did have like some real documentary moments that are in the film that are really, you know, just caught. But most of it, of course, you know, is mise-en-scène. But for example, I did have a screenplay, but I didn't give it to the actors, who are all non-professional actors, so they're just normal people with a similar life story, so they can really live out their emotions of the characters, and they're living out their own emotions. They're not acting. So that's very documentary style. And they didn't know what the screenplay was. They just knew a very, very basic storyline of the story, with many surprises for them to come, you know. And I told them that there will be many surprises. Just trust me and let me, you know, lead you through it. And we shot in sequence, so they were really growing into their roles.
In fact, actually, you know, whilst watching the film, you can sense some sort of, there's a lot of room for improvisation, you know, some sort of like the kind of genuine moment. How is it like actually working scene by scene with this sort of like, you know, almost unknown unraveling of the events, both from the acting perspective and for you? You know, how did you actually, you know, pull all the strings in order to get the safe shot?
It's really hard to tell. I was amazed myself how often it really worked, that I don't give the people the dialogue, but they say what I want them to say. It was somehow really amazing. Probably I did a good job writing the screenplay already. I mean, in terms of doing good documentary research. And some things didn't work. I mean, I knew that that's the way it is, you know, when you work with improvisation, then sometimes it doesn't work. And you have to accept that. And those things are not in the film, of course. I was willing to take that risk. But I would, of course, oftentimes, I would first let people improvise completely and then see if it's going in the right direction. If it wasn't going the right direction, I would, you know, and say, but, you know, this is what you should probably say. But line feed them, but like very few lines, not an entire dialogue. I didn't want anyone to, you know, actually learn dialogue by heart and then just say it. It should be their words. But I said, just, you know, try to say this or get to this point, but say it your way.
And I mean, Makon, of course, is like an insightful look into a small Chechen community in Vienna. Obviously, you know, with Makondo, you actually touched very different issues, you know, in just one. So it's like, as we said, you know, we follow this sort of coming of age history of a little child that is becoming a man. At the same time, he lacks the figure of, you know, a father. But also you have the fatherly figure of the state, you know, the idea of integration for different communities and different cultures. What were you really looking for whilst making the film that you really wanted to pinpoint without, you know, within this sort of very problematic kind of subject matter?
I mean, there are of course many different layers of the film. You mentioned them. For me, the main question is really this question of identity while growing up, and it's a very personal issue for me because I emigrated with my family from Iran to Austria when I was 12. And of course, I mean, I was a girl and I came from a different culture, so I can't really compare myself to Ramazan, but it still is a very similar experience when you have gone through that process. Also, the whole integration debate that's ongoing in Europe is something that, you know, I see it differently because I'm one of the people who went through this process, and I'm not just, you know, looking at it as a subject matter from outside, but from inside. That's why I wanted to have this kind of inside perspective. The whole film is following emotionally the perspective of a child who is in the process of becoming who he needs to become, you know, while growing up and being in a different culture and missing his father and all these things, but from inside and not looking at him.
I'll actually grab what you just said, which is as a girl, you know, because as a girl and as a female director, you obviously had to tackle and research and be inside a community that's incredibly patriarchal, you know. It's always the male figure, the dominant figure. There's some incredible scenes, though, for example, the mosque one. They actually are inside, and, you know, I know for a fact that actually filming in mosques is very difficult, to say the least. And as a woman, it's obviously a whole different new level. How did you manage to do it? And, like, was it actually a really long time that you spent into Makondo's community to gain that kind of level of trust?
Yes, time is a big issue, and building trust. And I'm very stubborn. When I want something, I get it, really. And it is generally difficult to film inside mosques. And because also there are people are very afraid of you know, very stereotypical portrayal, the camera's always in the back, showing the backside of the people, never the faces. They feel like in a cliché way, so they're really afraid. And what we had, like from the Muslim community of Vienna, we had the possibility to film in a different mosque, but I wanted this one because this is the Chechen mosque and I wanted it to be really authentic. And it was a really long and hard, you know, negotiation and fight to actually get there. Finally, we convinced the imam and also some of the protagonists, some of the men who are in the film, went there and talked to the imam and said, hey, come on, we are in the film, she's trustworthy, we can do it. And I could enter the mosque to do preparations with my crew, but once we filmed during the Friday prayer, which is only for men, and during that time, during the actual shoot, I had to wait outside. So my crew was inside, like three men, and I was outside. But that was the way to get it. That was okay, you know.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.